Welcome to the Pre-PT Grind Podcast. Before we begin this episode, we would like to thank you for taking the time to invest in yourself as a pre-PT on your journey to becoming a future doctor of physical therapy. This episode has been sponsored by our Acceptance Navigator series, which is a free four-part pre-PT video series where we teach you exactly how to take full control of your PT school acceptance journey, as well as how to find clarity and direction as a pre-PT so that you can dominate your application regardless of your GPA, GRE score, or fear of PT school rejection. Learn how to get into the driver's seat of your acceptance journey and not leave your acceptance to chance by shooting in the dark and hoping for the best as an applicant. This is the most value that we have given away, and it's free. Take control of your pre-PT journey today by going to www.acceptancenavigator.com. That's www.acceptancenavigator.com. This episode has also been sponsored by our friends at ptschoolprobe.com. Listen to this. One of the biggest fatal application mistakes that thousands of PT school applicants make each year when applying to PT school is not applying to schools that are a perfect match for them. Partnering with our friends at PT School Probe has made that a problem of the past, as PT School Probe makes it extremely easy to plug in and enter what you're looking for in your ideal schools, and you will be immediately matched up with your perfect match DPT programs in the United States. To get matched and locked into your perfect DPT school programs, go to www.ptschoolprobe.com, www.ptschoolprobe.com, and use the code PREPTGRIND in lowercase letters to get a discount and let them know that we sent you there. That's PREPTGRIND for your code. This will save you hundreds of dollars in your application by helping you avoid throwing away money at the wrong schools and saving tens of thousands of dollars lost every year that you miss out on becoming a DPT. So go to www.ptschoolprobe, that's ptschoolprobe.com, and use the code PREPTGRIND in lowercase letters to get a discount and let them know that we sent you. And that's because we got you covered, and we are excited to share this next episode with you. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast episode. We look forward to serving you. Have a blast. All right, I believe we are live. What's up, y'all? How you guys doing? Hope you're having an absolutely amazing Thursday evening. For those of y'all that are new to Pre-PT Grind, for those of you that are new to this group, welcome. If you're a pre-PT, if you are considering physical therapy, if you are planning on applying, whether it's this fall or in the next few years, you're in the right place. And we are Pre-PT Grind. What we do is we help you guys get into physical therapy school without wasting time or money. And every single Thursday night, what we like to do is we like to block off some time and just come here into this group live, talking to you about things that we've either had questions about or things that we see a lot, because we've coached quite a few students over the last several years, helping them get into PT school. And so we want to make sure that we're giving you guys all the gems to give you the clarity and the ability to feel like you can get into PT school. That's one of the biggest things that we believe. That's one of the biggest things that I preach as I make sure that, all right, we are good here. It's one of the biggest things that we preach is that anyone can get into physical therapy school. Anyone. It doesn't matter whether you're starting with a 2.9 GPA, a 2.5 GPA, whether you've been rejected before, whether other people have told you you can't get into PT school. Listen, we're here to be the voice of not just encouragement, because I think it's easy, Casey, to be like, yeah, you can do it. It's easy to do that. Like, we want to be the voice of, yes, kind of encouragement, but more so clarity to show you how, right? If I am struggling, if I am doubting myself, if I do feel like I can't qualify as a student, how do I qualify? Like, is it even possible, right? So that's why we're here. So if you're looking for that, you're in the right place. Tonight, we're going to be talking about backup plans. For those of y'all that are live, for those of you that are watching this on replay, how many of you have ever considered a backup plan? Like, you're on your pre-PT journey, you're like, hey, maybe this physical therapy thing won't work out. And if it doesn't work out, then do I have a backup plan to fall on? Do I have something that will help me either say, hey, like, I got something on the back. I got, you know, another profession, another side, whatever, that I can fall back on just in case physical therapy doesn't work. And this is one of the biggest conversations that each of us have. You know, is it smart for me to have a backup plan? Maybe you've been told by somebody else that you should have a backup plan. Maybe you're doubting yourself and you're saying, hey, like, that has to, or maybe you're at the end of the road. Like, we had a student recently who was interviewed and was like, yo, like, I literally thought that my chances were done. Like, I actually interviewed him on Tuesday night. He was like, I thought my chances of even considering physical therapy, because he's a non-traditional student who's 37 years old today, right? Like, he basically thought that his chances were done. So he was looking at, what do I do next? Do I look for something else? And so basically, do I need a safety net? And when should I, you know, act upon it? Is it a good idea? Is it a bad idea? Is it a smart idea? Is it holding me back? Is it helping me? Let's talk about it tonight. And hopefully by the end of tonight, you'll feel like, I know exactly what I should do, whether or not I should have a backup plan, how to use it. And then at the end of tonight, what we're going to do is, on the last Thursday of every single month, we do a monthly money giveaway. Basically what that is we just give away two $100 cash prizes to two pre-PTs who have entered the challenge. And when we explain it at the end, we will share with y'all how you guys can participate in future months. It's just a way for us to give back to y'all, but it also makes it kind of fun. So we'll do that at the end. But talk to us, man. For the students, yo, like, should I even be considering a backup plan? How do I deal with it? You know, I'm doubting myself. I feel too old. I got a low GPA. Been rejected. I'm afraid of rejection. I feel like I'm not good enough. Other people have told me I'm not good enough. Does a backup plan make sense for me? Talk to us about that, man. Like, how should we have that conversation in our heads so that we basically don't use this as something that keeps us stuck, but we're able to actually know how to navigate through it? Talk to us, brother.
Yeah, I'm going to go on the side of a backup plan in a different way, because there might be some pre-PTs out there who are thinking of a backup plan in terms of reapplying, or taking a gap year, or not applying this year because they're not ready. And they might be thinking of that as a backup plan. So I'm gonna go that route, that I'm gonna let you take the other route. Because if that is your backup plan, maybe we should just name it something else. I don't know, recalibration plan or something like that. Because if you are thinking of that as a backup plan, there's not necessarily anything wrong with that, because you're not discarding PT for what you really want for something else. You're just, I want to do this, but is now the right time? Am I not ready? Should I have another plan to make sure that I am ready for next cycle or the cycle after to apply? And if you're thinking like that, I don't think there's anything wrong with having a backup plan like that. So if you're thinking like that, let's go down that road for a second, because if you're not ready, that's okay. We don't want you to waste time. We say it all the time. We don't want you to waste money, effort, stress, emotional stress as well, by going through this process, rushing it, saying, man, I need to apply now. I need to get in. This is what I want to do. I need to go after it, only to be disappointed, only to be smacked in the face with the wait list, only to be smacked in the face with immediate rejection, only to be smacked in the face with a GRE score not going your way and you rushing to get hours and all of this stuff, only to be disappointed. When in reality, you can have a quote unquote backup plan or recalibration plan to make sure that other cycles you apply, you're in a much, much better place for yourself. Forget about the schools for a second, for yourself, for your own emotional health, for your own mental health going forward, then for your application as well. Because PT isn't going anywhere. It's going to be here. I had the same fears and stuff like, man, I should be applying now. I should have been accepted. I should be a year ahead. But right now I'm still a PT. It's fine. I don't even remember it unless I have to talk about it. So if you're thinking like that, oh, I have to rush and do this so I don't have this recalibration plan or backup plan, not necessarily. You can wait a few months or a year to apply again to make sure that your application is right. So if you're looking for a backup plan like that, it's okay. Let's go back to the drawing board and say, okay, let's look at where I'm at right now. Am I going to be rushing my observation hours? How many prerequisite classes do I have done? Did I take the GRE yet if my school needs them? Do I even know what this profession is about? Letters of recommendation, are they there? Do I even know how to write an essay yet? How is everything looking? Because if I need that kind of backup plan right now, let's start working on that. Because you can rush it. You can apply if you think you can do it and get it all in. But be ready for everything you're about to go through. Be ready for that roller coaster. Just be ready. And if you are going to apply early and rush that, then it might be okay to have a backup plan saying, okay, I know I'm applying now. I don't have the best stuff going on. Let me have a backup plan and get ready for next cycle if anything happens, like I don't want it to happen. So in that case, a backup plan, let's DM us, let's talk about it, go to our acceptance navigator, sign up for leveluptheprept.com for our masterclass in April. And let's start with that. If you feel like, yeah, I don't want to wait, I'm just going to go for it. But I understand what they're saying at PrePT Grind. Let me take that kind of a backup plan. So I just wanted to talk on that for a minute for people thinking like that. But let's branch out into the other type of backup plan. What are you thinking with that?
Before I even branch out, I just want to say how important what Kingston just said is. Like, for those of y'all that are live, you know, give some thumbs up or say like, you know, that was super clear. If what Casey just said made sense, because what he's talking about is he's like, yo, like self-awareness is really what you're talking about, Casey. It's like me being self-aware enough to know, hey, it might be a smart idea for me to be, you know, maybe take a year off. Like even Christina said, our mental health is so important, right? Like understanding what you really need versus trying to force the agenda, right? And I think sometimes when we force it, we end up, you know, disappointing ourselves. Whereas we kind of knew, it's weird, like how we get frustrated when we knew that we were doing something that maybe was premature, but neither here nor there. But I hope y'all heard what Casey was saying there, because that many times when we don't listen to that, when we're not aware of that, then we end up, you know, maybe for some of y'all, you know, applying, you know, prematurely, not knowing, you know, how to basically have an application that's strong. And you end up self-sabotaging, and then you end up telling yourself, oh, PT's not for me. Oh, PT's not going to work out. And now the anxiety and all this other stuff starts to build up. So I really hope that y'all heard what Casey was saying, because that's so, so important. Catch the key here, because we're talking about backup plans tonight. The key is that what Casey just said still brings you closer to your dream of becoming a physical therapist. I need y'all to understand that. It actually brings you closer. Me being self-aware enough to know, hey, you know what? I need to be ready to maybe, you know, shift up how I apply next time. Maybe I need some help for next cycle. Maybe I need to take a step back and reanalyze things. But it's still bringing me closer to my dream, because I'm not saying no to physical therapy. Like, that's a really good type of backup plan, right? Now, let's switch over to the other one. The other type of backup plan is the backup plan that actually brings you away, takes you away, separates you from this dream of yours, all right? That's backup plan number two. That's actually the one that we need you guys. That's actually the one that most of you have a hard time with. When you're, you know, doubting yourself, when you're anxious, when you're overwhelmed, when, you know, maybe you've been told certain things by advisors that have led you to say, ooh, maybe I'm not cut out for this. Like, maybe I'm not going to like add up. Maybe it's because of your GPA or your history or whatever. Like, somebody at some point may have told you that you're not smart enough, you're not good enough, you're not qualified enough. That kind of plays into your head. And so what happens is we start basically having a career backup plan. If I don't become a physical therapist, maybe I can be this other thing. Maybe I can be that other thing, right? And so that's a very dangerous game to play, because you have to ask yourself a different question. Because like I said, Casey and I are already physical therapists, so we're good, right? Like, this is for you. Ask yourself this question. Fear and the overwhelm that you're feeling right now, 10 years from now, if you go down a path that you actually don't want to go down, you're like, hey, I just need to be something. Like, I need a backup plan that just puts me somewhere. I don't really want to be there, but I need to show my family that I'm at least moving on with my life. I need to show my classmates that I'm moving on with my life. I feel too old. So because I feel too old, I need to be doing something with my life, because when you're 27 years old, or when you're 31 years old, or when you're 35 years old, you're supposed to be in this stage of life. And so I'm just going to say, hey, pause physical therapy. Maybe it's not for me. Maybe I'll never get into PT school. I know that that's what I want to do. I would love to be a physical therapist, but you know what? I'm going to do something else. That's the backup plan that's dangerous. It's dangerous, because the thing is this, like if you can live with doing a different career that you don't want to, that's up to you. Like, but at the end of the day, ask yourself, 10 years from now, would you be happy with that decision? Would you be happy with the decision of giving up on this thing? Like, if you really want to be, now, if you don't know if PT is for you, then figure that out first. But if you're like, this is how I want to serve through physical therapy, 10 years from now, if you went down a different path because things got too hard, because you didn't know how to navigate through, like, because of your GPA and whatnot, things that we can actually teach you how to do. That's why Casey said, go to leveluptheprept.com, just saying. But let's say you were like, you know what, that's too hard. I don't see any possibility in me ever becoming a physical therapy student or me becoming a physical therapist. Let me go down a different path. If in 10 years you are happy with yourself, then by all means, do it. But if in 10 years you're saying, yo, like, I regret not pushing forward. I regret not asking for help. I regret not, you know, like, not conquering my fears. If you're going to regret it, then is it really worth it? Casey and I are both here, like, we're not fans of that kind of backup plan. But if you're going to entertain it, just ask yourself, would it actually, like, would I be happy with myself? Would I be sad? Like, this is your life. You don't get, like, 20 of them to do 20 different careers with, right? So let me ask you this. So what if you're like, what if the reason why you're considering a backup plan is because of your GPA or all those other things that I listed off? What if it took you an extra year to get into PT school? An extra year than you planned. Okay, in 10 years, now are you happy? Of course you are, because this is what you want to do. What if it took you 2 years longer than you thought you would need, right? You didn't pick a backup plan. You stuck with what you wanted, right? If this is what you really want. If it took you 2 extra years, would it still be worth it in 10 years? You tell me. For me, it would be. What if it took you 3 extra years? And I'm not saying it needs to take 3 extra years, but let's say, like worst case scenario, like it takes 3 extra years, 4 extra years, 5 extra years, and you finally get into PT school, you finally get into this profession, and you're like, yo, I was resilient, I fought hard. Like, we've had students that have, you know, come to our program, the accepted system, they had applied 4 years in a row, 3 years in a row, 5 years in a row, and they ended up getting accepted into PT school. And I'll tell you, like, some of them we've interviewed, and they've said, yo, it was one of the greatest feelings of my life. So ask yourself, like, would having a backup plan be worth it if I was afraid of rejection? If I had been rejected before and now I'm afraid it'll happen again? If someone else, other people gonna tell you whatever they're gonna tell you. Like, but when someone else tells you that you're not qualified, when someone else tells you, sometimes it's even a physical therapist that tells you, you'll never make it into PT school. You'll never make it as a physical therapist. You'll never this, you'll never that. And it messes with your head. But at the end of the day, when you decide whether to have a backup plan or not, you're the one making that decision. You're the one that decides to pull the plug on your career. And if you're saying to yourself, man, I've been so scared. Okay, cool. Like, just ask yourself, like, is that backup plan really worth it? And if it's not, then what I would advise you to do is probably throw it away. I'd advise you to throw it away, because a lot of the reasons why we have those backup plans is out of fear. But I'll tell you this, if you're afraid of your GPA affecting you, if you're afraid of rejection holding you back, I mean, before any of that, like, I just believe that we're all called, like, whatever you feel called to do, you have the ability to do it. Where you're starting from is different. Some of you have struggled academically, but other students have also struggled academically in the same way, if not worse, and have gotten into PT school. Maybe it's your age. Maybe you're the first person to be a doctor in your family. Maybe you're the first person to go to college or grad school. So you just don't know, like, how it's done. Like, you're just nervous because it's new territory for any of your family members. Well, other students have been in that position too. And if they have done it, then you can too. So back to the title, how do I know when to look for a backup plan? Well, unless it's the backup plan that Casey was talking about, well, you should probably just avoid it. Avoid it, because what happens is this, when you avoid it, now you start asking different questions. Now you start asking, okay, it's PT or bust. I'm scared of blank. Okay, how do I get help with it? Who has navigated through this before? Are there other students who have dealt with this? Where are they? Can I ask them questions? How do they deal with it? How do they navigate through it? Who do they go to? Who tutored them? Who this? Now your questions have so many opportunities and openings that you can follow up until the moment you get your acceptance letter. And the feeling of betting on yourself when you're at your lowest, when you finally get to the other side, is probably one of the most amazing feelings in the world. And that's our answer. We actually, those types of backup plans, we actually don't believe are good ideas, because what happens is when you let go of that kind of backup plan, you go all in. All your energy, all your focus, all your intention, your lack of distractions, the people that you surround yourself with, the people that you filter out, all of that changes. And all of a sudden, you start to become the applicant that you're trying to become. And all of a sudden, you become more attractive to PT programs. All of a sudden, that dream of yours to become a physical therapist that you've been fighting your heart out for up until this moment starts to become more and more real. That's the truth. Does that make sense, y'all? For those of y'all that are live, let me know if that makes sense. But that's it. Casey, anything else to add to that, man, before we talk about who our monthly money giveaway winners are for the month?
Yes. Just don't let your lack of the backup plan that I talked about lead to the backup plan that Joseph talked about. So if you're like, yeah, I'm going to rush this thing, and worst case scenario happens, you get rejected, then you feel so defeated that you end up getting a backup plan. Like, I might as well look for something else. Don't let the backup plan I talked about, your recalibration plan, or not having one, lead to the other type of backup plan that Joseph was talking about. That's really it. So yeah, let's announce these $100 winners.
That's it. We have two winners. And before we announce the winners, listen, we are doing our acceptance masterclass training. We have done this training multiple times. I think when we counted, there has been close to 3,200 pre-PTs who have attended this training before. And we're doing it again because of how impactful it's been, especially with students that were thinking of backup plans or felt stuck, didn't know how to navigate through their application process. We're doing it on April 11th. You do have to register for it. It's free. You do have to register for it, though. It's not on Facebook Live. It's not going to be on Instagram Live. It's not going to be anywhere else outside of the people that actually register and get a specific link to attend it. So if you have never been to that training, or if you've been to it and you want to join again, you can. Go to levelupthepre-pt.com. Go save yourself a seat. We will see you inside, and we will work together with you to change your life and help you become doctors of physical therapy. So go save your seats. It's April 11th. After that, it's closed. So just go save your seat. All right. So we have two winners for the March monthly money giveaway. Now, if you don't know what that is, it's every single month, like Casey was saying, we give away two cash prizes to two students, two pre-PTs who are just locked in and, you know, really pushing themselves, and really they can do whatever they want with it. They can use it for their groceries. They can use it for their application, their GRE, whatever it is. But every single month, we will have two new winners. And to enter, it's super, super simple. All you have to do is text MMG, capital M, capital M, capital G for a monthly money giveaway, right? Text it to www.textpreptgrind.com. So if you go to textpreptgrind.com, that's our texting number. And yes, people ask, like, is this like a robot texting us? No, it's either myself or Casey texting you. So yes, it's one of us. But text us there, and then we will text you what the next steps are to get yourself locked in for the April monthly money giveaway. So just go register there. But Casey, do you want to say who the two winners are, or should I?
All right, the winners are first Alice Funes and second Andrea Dupree. Sorry if I messed up the names, but congratulations, Alice and Dr. Dupree. You are winners of this month, March. March's monthly money giveaway. So congratulations. Like Joseph said, use it on whatever you need. Enjoy, and we will get in touch with you to give you your cash prize. So congratulations, Alice and Andrea.
I love it. For those of y'all that are live, show them some love. Somebody tag them. Alice Funes and Andrea or Andrea Dupree. Tag them below so that they know that they won. For those of y'all that want to take part in next month, yo, just text us MMG at www.textpreptgrind.com. Much love, y'all. You guys have an amazing rest of your evening. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
What is up, guys? You've been listening to the Pre-PT Grind podcast, where we don't just help you get into PT school, but our mission is to make you the best physical therapist you can possibly be. And I have a quick question for you. Did you enjoy this episode? And if you did, I want to ask a huge favor. See, the biggest thing that helps this podcast grow and that will spread our message of helping pre-PTs get into physical therapy school without wasting time and money is if you rate, review, and subscribe to the Pre-PT Grind podcast. What this basically does is tell the platforms out there that we're on is that you like our stuff, that we're doing something right, and that we're bringing value to you all, our audience. So if you can take about 3 seconds out of your day to rate, review, and subscribe to the Pre-PT Grind podcast, and tell your friends about Pre-PT Grind, we would be forever, forever grateful to all of you. So thank you again for listening to another episode of the Pre-PT Grind podcast. We will see you on the next one.